The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability has been examining the issues that led to tragedies like that of Anne-Marie Smith, who had cerebral palsy and last year died from neglect in her own home. Last week, we spoke to disability public advocates from two states about what's going wrong and what's needed to help keep people safe. Community visitor schemes run by most states have been one of those extra sets of eyes on residential and other facilities that provide services to people with disability and are identified as crucial. But the implementation of the NDIS appears to have complicated things. Karen Rogers was a community visitor in South Australia. She's taken leave of absence while she prepared to testify to the Royal Commission. Catherine Kreisel spoke to her about her experience and her thoughts on community visitor schemes.
The community visitors scheme is where volunteers visit people in their homes, and it's either a group home or it's a setting that's run by an accommodation service. And you have the opportunity to meet with people with disability, observe how they appear to be in their homes, observe, you know, if they're happy, if their homes are nice, if they're comfortable, if they're homely. And it's an opportunity for you to look at people's lives and see if they look like they're being supported appropriately.
And that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, it came out in the Royal Commission that there needs to be another set of eyes on the homes where people are residing who maybe can't speak for themselves. So you used to do that, and your son was someone who was living in a residential home, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, that's all changed, hasn't it, in South Australia since the NDIS came in. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. In South Australia, it was determined that because people who were living in NDIS-funded accommodation came under the jurisdiction of the federal government, that the South Australian Government Community Visitors Scheme shouldn't visit them. Apparently it was legal advice that said they had no jurisdiction in those places. Because there are some people in South Australia still living in government accommodation, so an in-kind agreement between the state government and the NDIS, that the visitors could still visit those people, but they couldn't visit anyone who was having an NDIS package or living in non-government supported accommodation. So they had their packages with the NDIS, but so they were funded through the federal scheme. So it was determined by the state that they had no jurisdiction to visit those people.
I see. I believe community visitor schemes are running in other states. Is our legal situation slightly different here? Or
apparently the legal advice here is that legislation doesn't allow it, but other states have changed their legislation so community visitors can still go into NDIS-funded accommodation.
I know there's been a case last week of someone who was receiving NDIS services but in a state government facility, I believe, who appears to have been neglected, and that's being investigated now. Is that something that the community visitor scheme would have picked up before?
It may have. Community visitors certainly don't pick up everything, but it's an opportunity to have that extra set of eyes in there. And the interesting thing is that the CEOs and all of the non-government organisations, they think it's a great thing, and they would really welcome the community visitors back in, because often community visitors will pick up things that they haven't picked up and they're really happy to address them.
Okay, do you know if there's any moves to reintroduce the scheme?
The scheme's still going in the government system. I would like to hope so, because there has been lots and lots of discussion about it. But there are some people who don't think so, and there are some people out there also who think that the NDIS quality and safeguarding team should be doing this. Now, at the moment, they're not funded adequately to do it, and they don't do it. So no one's doing it. No one's doing it in the non-government system. People are reliant on family, and, you know, family don't always pick things up.
Well, and some people don't have family, and they don't have those natural supports as they're referred to.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There are so many people in this state that only have the only people who they have any contact with are people who are paid to contact them. That's a tragedy, really. I mean, I think the community visitor scheme needs to be reintroduced to everybody, but also expanded to people who are living in their own homes. Like, my son lives now with us in our own home. Daniel has good supports around him. We would welcome an extra set of eyes in our home.
And that was the case with Anne-Marie Smith. She did not have any other she eyes on her one. And that's
she
what
had
happened.
No one.
No.
And, you know, that frightens me. I know that my other children will keep an eye on her, but if something goes wrong and they have their own lives and they've got something happening in their lives that they can't keep an eye on him, I would hope that someone would be in here just double-checking that everything's okay.
Karen Rogers speaking with Catherine Kreisel about community visitor schemes and their role in keeping people with disability safe.